A private members' bill scheduled to have its first reading on Wednesday this week might restore entitlements to New Zealand citizenship for a group of Samoans born between 1924 and 1949 if it passes. New Zealand Green Party MP Te Ano Toyono's Restoring Citizenship Removed by Citizenship Act 1982 bill was chosen last year. Caleb Fotheringham asked Samoan community leader and former National Party Member of Parliament, Anai Arthur Anai, if he's disappointed that the National Party will not support the bill.
I am disappointed, but I don't blame Chris Luxon for saying what he had to say, because I think he was misinformed to make that decision. And since then, I've communicated with all members of Parliament that we are not seeking the citizenship. We are looking at other things that we want to look at, and we wanted this bill to go to the Select Committee so that Parliament will hear what the voice of the Samoan people want to say.
So what do you mean that you're not looking at citizenship anymore? Is that a changed position?
It is a changed position for two reasons. One, we know New Zealand didn't accept it in the first place and won't accept it today. But secondly, more important than that, we can't drain Samoa of its population. And that will happen if we have open citizenship as per the Privy Council decision.
So you think that's a valid concern, because that was what the Prime Minister said, that he thought that there was going to be mass migration to New Zealand.
Exactly. That was his thinking. And as I was saying, our change is different. We're not asking for that. We're not asking for the citizenship issue. We are asking for simply this, that the 1982 Privy Council decision said all Samoans born between 24 and 49 and their heirs are New Zealanders. What we're asking, and they were all denied their opportunity and rights to be here by the Muldoon-Longi government at the time and the deal they pulled off with Samoa, which was done within 24 hours of being advised by the Privy Council. And so we're saying those people that were actually born between that time, they should be paid the New Zealand superannuation, because they were denied the right to come here, work and be entitled to it.
Okay, and just back on the mass migration issue, I struggle to see that there will be mass migration just because of the date 1949. It seems like the oldest people who will be able to make the move over will be around
74, 75. But it is, the key word here is, right? The Privy Council said those people born between that period and their heirs, which really means everybody.
Right, so there could be, if this goes through, actual mass migration, that is the concern.
Absolutely. All the young people and everybody there have an entitlement, according to the Privy Council decision, to come to New Zealand as New Zealanders. And what we're saying is, we, from Samoa's point of view, don't see that as being the right thing to do right now. The world has changed. Samoa's growing. It needs its population. There's a many young New Samoans educated in New Zealand, now in Samoa, making big contributions to government, business and everything else that's happening there. And we all know they can come here and get three or four or five times more money. And if you and I were in the same shoes, we'd do the same thing.
Do you think National may support the bill with the change?
I don't know where their position is. I mean, if they actually read the stuff that I've given them and listen to what I'm telling you now, they should be supporting it. The most important thing here is to support the private members' bill to a select committee so they can hear the views of the people and then make their decision. As it stands, the protocol that was signed with the Treaty of Friendship simply says that both governments have the right at any time to seek re-looking at the situation. And the Samoan people themselves have never been talked to in any way at all. So this time it gives us an opportunity to present our views. Whatever that is going to be at the end of the day, the government then makes a decision to talk with the Samoan government and say, well, this is the view of the people. What are we going to do about this protocol that we have in place? Because a protocol gives us the opportunity to do that. This can't be taken lightly. I mean, I can't see, I'd be very surprised if the National Party takes this lightly. All we're asking for, let's get to a select committee so we can listen to what people have to say. That's all at this stage.
New Zealand First, do you think they will support the bill?
I think they will. I mean, let's face it, that Winston Peters is highly ranked in the Pacific by people. They love him, they believe in him and trust in him, and he's always had a soft spot in that area. And he understands where we're coming from here as far as this is concerned. This is not a decision. This is just a decision to take it to a select committee. First proceed.